Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Monday the 25th of March. This week in our Battle Drill Daily Devotionals, we're encouraged to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, our Saviour and King, to avoid spiritual distractions. Our Bible reading for most of this week is Luke chapter 19 and verses 28 to 44. Jesus' triumphant entry. After telling this story, Jesus went on towards Jerusalem, walking ahead of his disciples. As he came to the towns of Bethphage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives, he sent two disciples ahead. "Go into that village over there," he told them. "As you enter it, you will see a young donkey tied there that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks, 'Why are you untying that colt?' just say, 'The Lord needs it.'" So they went and found the colt, just as Jesus had said. And sure enough, as they were untying it, the owners asked them, "Why are you untying that colt?" And the disciples simply replied, "The Lord needs it." So they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their garments over it for him to ride on. As he rode along, the crowd spread out their garments on the road ahead of him. When he reached the place where the road started down the Mount of Olives, all of his followers began to shout and sing as they walked along, praising God for all the wonderful miracles they had seen. "Blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven, and glory in highest heaven." But some of the Pharisees among the crowd said, "Teacher, rebuke your followers for saying things like that." He replied, "If they kept quiet, the stones along the road would burst into cheers." But as he came closer to Jerusalem and saw the city ahead, he began to weep. "How I wish today that you, of all people, would understand the way to peace. But now it is too late, and peace is hidden from your eyes. Before long, your enemies will build ramparts against your walls and encircle you and close in on you from every side. They will crush you into the ground and your children with you. Your enemies will not leave a single stone in place, because you did not recognize it when God visited you." Do you ever find yourself distracted? I must admit, there are times when I can find myself distracted by the news, by social media, or by the notifications pinging on my devices. As we reflect on those verses from Luke chapter 19, we are reminded of the importance of avoiding spiritual distractions in our lives. These distractions can be as benign as our careers or as divisive as our politics, but all can steer us away from our true purpose. On the original Palm Sunday, Jesus rode into Jerusalem as a humble king, fulfilling ancient prophecy. This was a moment of divine revelation, yet many overlooked it. Similarly, in our own lives, we can easily overlook the signs and messages that God is trying to communicate to us. The distractions in our lives can cloud our vision and prevent us from recognizing the presence of God. Today, we are invited to evaluate the distractions in our lives. Are we too caught up in the pursuit of wealth or power? Do we allow the state of our relationships or our political affiliations to dictate our peace of mind? It is essential that we consciously prioritize our spiritual well-being. One way to do this is by taking time each day to center ourselves in faith and prayer. By redirecting our focus from the temporal to the eternal, we can ensure that we are not being consumed by the distractions of the world. This may involve setting aside dedicated time for prayer, meditation, or reading scripture. It may also involve making intentional choices to limit our exposure to distractions, such as excessive screen time or negative influences. Take a moment just now to reflect on the distractions that are currently occupying your heart. Are there any areas of your life where you feel that you are being pulled away from your spiritual journey? It could be the pressures of work, the desire for material possessions, or just the constant noise of the world around you. Once you have identified these distractions, consider how you can realign your focus towards your spiritual journey. This may involve making just small changes in your daily routine. It may also involve seeking support from a spiritual community or a mentor who can help guide you in your journey. Remember, avoiding spiritual distractions is an ongoing process. It requires constant self-reflection and a willingness to make intentional choices that prioritize your spiritual well-being. By taking the time to evaluate and realign your focus, you can create space in your life for a deeper connection with God and a greater sense of peace and purpose. As you reflect on these thoughts today, you may want to use this question to help you. What distractions are currently occupying your heart, and how can you realign your focus towards your spiritual journey? I hope to see you tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional as we rejoice in Jesus' triumphant entry and find peace and joy in the chaos.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.